Thank you, and the moderator, dear SG and the colleagues. Thank you for your leadership and the timely coordination. Afghanistan has been in the midst of the deepening humanitarian crisis for months. A crisis that threatened to spiral out of control without immediate and speeded up action. On behalf of FAO, I would like to call your attention to a less visible side of the crisis taking place right now in the rural community and food insecurity. I command a number of ministers already pay attention to these issues and offer the generosity to support the Afghan farmers. That's a home to the vast majority of Afghan population. 7 out of 10 Afghans live in the remote and the rural areas. Severe drought, the economic effects of the COVID-19 displacement, the food insecurity, and the fast evolving cash crisis are all pushing rural households to collapse. The unfortunate situation is causing significant new disruptions in terms of availability of cash, credit, labor, marketing, and agricultural input, threatening Afghanistan's critical winter wheat season, which is about to begin. For Afghans, over 80% of staple food comes from the wheat or none. The window of opportunity to assist Afghan farmers before winter is very narrow. As some minister mentioned, the harsh winter with the mountain wind, cold, and that's really disastrous to the vulnerables. We need action now. And without urgent rapid assistance, farmers will miss this crucial planting season, which is just starting. We also don't forget the livestock owners and herders. It takes 3 or 5 years for farmers and herders to recover from the impact of a drought. The collapse of agri-food systems will lead to enormous increase in hunger and malnutrition and humanitarian aid. Early humanitarian spending now, and for instance, less than $150 are needed for the winter wheat seed package with the fertilizer, which can produce enough food to cover the whole family winter wheat and flour need for 1 year. FAO remains on the ground in Afghanistan, continue to deliver in rural areas, but more resources are required. Our director of emergency and resilience is now in the Kabul. It's the first UN emergency director is in Kabul now. Despite the critical situation, we have been able to assist more than 200,000 people with essential livelihood in August alone. At the flash appeal, FAO agent required $36 million to support the additional 3.5 million people over the next 4 months. FAO standing with the girls, boys, women, and men, and the farmers of Afghanistan. We count on you to stand with us for the vulnerable, to ensure that no one is left behind. Let us be efficient and effective. Thank you. Over to you.